So after we've asked for some shalom, tova, bracha, some ask for chaim, the next thing we ask for is chen. Chen is one of those beautiful, beautiful Hebrew words that doesn't really translate properly into any other language. I guess we can call it grace or good grace. Pasuk says, we say it in benching, tzachem v'seichel tov be'eni elikim v'adam. We say in benching, v'nim tzachem v'seichel tov. Finding grace in the eyes of Hashem and people. The Ramchal brings a pasuk, v'shafachti ruach chen, which is pasuk in Zechariah, where Hashem's going to pour upon us a spirit of grace. The Ramchal, so someone for whom tumah rechayka mimenu, spiritual impurity is far from them, they have a chud shel chesed mashucha alav mitzad hakdusha. They have some kind of thread or cord of chesed, of loving kindness, to be found upon them because of their holiness. This is the idea of Noach, who was matzachim b'nei Hashem. He found grace in the eyes of Hashem. No one else did, because everyone else in the time of Noach was corrupted, had become impure. Only Noach himself had chen, this grace that meant he was able to receive kedusha. So what is that? It's a certain charm, if you like, that comes from a person that distances themselves from impurity, from negative spiritual acts, and therefore that negative spiritual energy that comes as a result of those acts holds no sway over them. And they have this shine, this grace, this attractive appearance, spiritual appearance. Truth is, the Ger Rebbe, the Chiddush HaArim, says that every single Jew has this spark of chen upon them. It's a spark of godliness. Something that sometimes is more evident, sometimes less evident, but everybody has it. Hashem sees our hearts. He sees that little spark within us. And other people might not be able to see it. But we ask Hashem to look at us that way. And therefore, if a person is mevatel themselves to Hashem, they annul their will in front of Hashem's will. Realizing that our entire life force, our entire essence and existence comes from Hashem. Even if they don't do everything the way they should, they're moitzichin. They're finding grace in the eyes of Hashem, and Hashem will help them in their spiritual quest to be a true tzaddik. And that essentially is what we're asking for, even though we know our spiritual level isn't what it should be. We're not achieving those spiritual heights that are possible. But if a person finds grace in Hashem's eyes, then the little that we do should have an effect as if it's so much greater. That perhaps is the idea of Tzachim. Hashem, take what we have. We want to be more. We want to do more. And find that, find favor and grace in your eyes.